Blog Talk Radio.
Here. We come your way each Monday at this 3 p.m. hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts touching on a number of topics doing their shows. Page through the programming page to find a show in addition to mine that will be of interest to you. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We did. We had birthday parties. It was my granddaughter's and my grandson's birthday party. Together, we were all at the park yesterday, getting ate up by bugs, but being with family is so much fun. We enjoyed it, and what a good day it was. So, I hope you guys had a great weekend as well. And, you know, we talked last week about opening up the chat room. Well, I took the chance and tried to do it again. You guys know, if you don't know, the last time I opened up the chat room, we went off the air. I don't know what I did, but anyway, it's open if you guys want to chat for while the show was going on. Let's see how well we can walk and chew gum today. Well, today's show, Entryway and Curb Appeal, Welcome or Get Out, will be another chapter added to the One Designer, Two Ideas Tips to Write, Find, Redesign Guide available in November. I know I said earlier that it would be available in October, but there is so much going on in October, I decided to have the guide ready for November. It will contain all or most of the tips given through shows broadcast since this channel's inception in June. A funny thought or two, because I'm pretty funny, yeah. And free orders, offers, and more. You will be able to purchase the guide as a one-time offer or subscribe and receive a monthly updated page to add to the guide each month. That is up to you. I haven't really decided on how I'm going to do that yet. And I think stretching this out to November gives me more time to think about it. So portions of the proceeds from the sale of the guide will be used to keep the lights on here at One Designer, Two Ideas Radio. Become a part of this network where we all learn something about loving on our homes. With that said, let's get on with today's show. Entryway and Curb Appeal, Welcome or Get Out. It's a two-part show today, so let's begin at the curb. So what is curb appeal? I say it's looks. It's the look of welcome and upkeep, a Snapchat, if you will, of appearance and style and a preview of what's to come when you get inside. Better Homes and Gardens says curb appeal makes a statement. Curb appeal is defined by Wikipedia as attractiveness of the exterior of a residential or commercial property as it's viewed from the street. They add that the term was extensively used in the United States during the housing boom and continues to be used as an indicator of the initial appeal of a property to a prospective buyer. According to a study reported by BuyOwner.com, a majority of buyers will not get out of their car if they do not find a home's curb appeal visually attractive. With more and more people shopping for homes online, potential buyers could be turned off from viewing a property based on the listing's photos alone. They say addressing a home's curb appeal is a critical component of marketing and selling your home. Well, that sounds great, doesn't it? But what if you're not selling your home? What if you're going to still stay there? But shouldn't the curb still be appealing to passersby as well as those who visit? I think so. Curb appeal may have been coined by realtors, but it applies to whoever has a curb, a door, and a mailbox. No one wants to make a visit to your home and it become a job, a task, or a frightening Halloween experience, whether the house or building is on the market or not. It matters what the exterior of our homes look like, from the sidewalk, from the street, and from the neighbors across the street from their living room window, because you know they look in. No, I'm just kidding. what they see is what should look good to everyone, including us. Even renting, while we cannot change the outwardly physical appearance of the building, we can pick up garbage from the lawn. We can, walk in front of the entrance and replace, make sure that walkway is clear, replace the blown out bulbs in the hallway or in the outside of our doorway. We can wipe down our personal door. What's nothing wrong with that? Is the at least in the front of our entrance and adding some welcoming accessories to boot, we can work the experience. We can work the experience. My mom thought the outside should look just as good as the inside, with visibility and cleanliness being what? Key. Yes. Our pastor's wife said one time at the women's group meeting that there was no excuse for being out in the street looking tacky. We should always be prepared. She suggested that we always have a suit or a pair of pants, a go-to pair of pants and a shirt and a jacket and a baseball cap if you had to go out. Being prepared is a good thing, and it applies to your personal, your how you look personally and how your home looks to others, interior and exterior. But it should look good to you so that the curb does not look like something from the Black Lagoon. Here is the one designer, two idea tips on a groovy curve. Yep, groovy curve, yes. My mom used to always say taking self-inventory was a critical step in growth. So, let's grow. I suggest that you stand across the street and take inventory of your home's outside appearance. Yes, look at what others look at when they drive, walk, or run past our homes. How does it look to you? If you took a picture, would it look good enough to frame? Take a picture anyway, so you can have a reminder of what may need to be worked on. Okay. Take a picture both in the daytime as well as nighttime, so you can see what the house looks like at nighttime as well. Notice the house numbers. Can you make them out from the curb? Day or night? Okay. What about the garbage cans? Need new ones or a new place to put them? Many of my friends put their cans in the garage. Not sure that I would do that because I think that our garbage cans sit on the side of the garage. But it's a personal choice. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. How does the mailbox look? The plants on the porch or the porch stairs? Do they need something? How long have you had the welcome mat, and when was the last time you swept under it? Yes. How clean are the windows? How well does the doorbell work? Is there enough light on the porch or and around the perimeters of the house? The mailbox should be easy to find on the house. You know, some homes, there are a number of homes that have the mailbox outside at the curb, but there are still some that the mailman actually has to put the mail in a slot in the door of the house. How does that look? Is it clean? Is it straight? What's going on there? Okay. Does it need to be cleaned or despidered? I tell you what, the spiders here, I'm telling you, they are something else. Every time I look around, I'm walking through a web. They're hanging off the mailbox. They're hanging somewhere. I guess this is about that time that they do their hanging, I guess. But make sure you keep that mailbox and all of that around your house despidered, as I call it. How is everyone else's house looking on the block? You are not looking to, you know, you're not looking at the houses to keep up with the Joneses or the Smiths or the Ramseys. You're looking to see how well your home fits in with the block. How is everyone, is it a cohesive look? You know, think about that. We're going to take a break for a minute. We're going to talk more about curb appeal. And enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chopin. My son is shaking his head. But I thought that just fit right in with the subject matter of today. Let's make our homes look good, not like something from a Halloween movie. I'm telling you what. Well, back to the show. Curb appeal is so important these days in exterior design that HGTV has dedicated an entire show to the subject. Yes, some spend a lot of money on curb appeal, but homes' exteriors can have a handsome facade on any budget, says an article at thisoldhouse.com. How it looks on the outside, some think, previews what is to come on the inside. So, yes, it does matter to us, as well as being part of the community, of the neighborhood, of the block. No one wants to be referred to as those people living in that house. So let's get started. Let's make our curb appeal appealing. So before you shop, though, before you shop and go to Home Depot, let's do these 10 things on Pam's, on the One Designer, Two Ideas list of how to create an appealing curb. Number one, sweep around. That includes the porch, the sidewalks, the driveways, and etc. Number two, pick up any trash. Even if it's not yours, please. I mean, it's in front of your house. You don't drink Sprite, but there is a Sprite cup on your a Sprite can on your lawn. What are you gonna do? We take a Kroger bag or a plastic bag outside and put your hand inside, make the bag the glove, and pick it up. Not with your hand, with the bag, because we're actually using the bag as a glove. Put your hand inside the bag, pick up the cup, the can, and pull it through. That way, your hand has never touched the can. The can is off your lawn. Boom, it's done. So that's number two. Pick up any trash, whether you did it or not. Number three, remove unused items from the driveway. Keep bikes and lawnmowers and the like in their place in the garage, if that's where they stay, or on the side of the house, and keep the garage in regular viewing order. Organize it and make sure everything has a place and it stays in the place. You guys know we did the show on how to organize garages, and that is something that's going to be on the in the Right Find Design Guide. I'm going to include all the tips that I gave about organizing and upkeep of the garage. But that is one of the most one of the important things, especially if your garage is on the front of the house. I say it should be organized if it's on the side of the house, if it's in the back of the house. It's imperative for chemicals to stay with chemicals, lawnmowers to stay with lawnmowers, balls being picked up so no one can trip and fall. Number four, wash the windows. Or hire a service to clean the outside of the windows and you clean the inside of the windows. Be careful, though. You know, I got this thing about ladders, and I'm not real sure what show we talked about ladders, but I have issues with ladders, and I don't like going up further than two steps. Some people are fine. I say if you are going to use a ladder to clean windows, that it should be a DIY project. And if you remember the show we did on DIY projects, there should be how many people? Two. It should be you and an assistant to hold on to the ladder. Yes. So if you're using a ladder, I suggest having someone down on the ground that could help you with that. Okay, and I don't know if you guys remember, some maybe not old enough to remember this commercial, but Windex had, a long time ago, Windex had a commercial, and the lady said she used to sing that she could see 100 miles from cleaning her windows with Windex. So, yep, let's make those windows shine like a new penny, as my dad used to say. Number five, replace or erase old outside furniture and the welcome mat. If it's cruddy, it's time to go. Number six, add and or maintain any outdoor plants on the steps, on the porch, along the walkway. Number seven, manicure your lawn My father did not let everyone mow our lawn when we were growing up. Oh, yes, we mowed, and we did mow, but when we got old enough. But before then, not just everybody mowed my dad's. He was very particular about the lawn and how it looked. And we had a lot of grass in front of the house. And he would sit there. He would love just to watch the rows and the grooves in the grass. He really... There was a way in which to mow the lawn, and if, you know, it was nice when neighborhood young men came by and asked, "Mr. Barrett, can I mow your lawn?" And Dad would respectfully say, "No, you can't mow my lawn." But if you go around and pick up the trash, that works. My dad was 100% disabled. He was a paraplegic, and he sat in a wheelchair all my life. And people were always wanting to help him. He was good at doing for himself, but there were people that he did like to help him around the house, and he did. But everybody couldn't mow his grass. Mr. Jimmy, I remember this guy's name. He was Mr. Jimmy. He would do our lawn, and my dad would sit there and be very happy. So, and you can do that too. We just had a regular gasoline lawnmower that Mr. Jimmy used, and it was perfect lines and rows in our grass. And if you're particular and you want to learn how to do that, I don't think it's really hard to learn. I don't think. If you can probably research it and look it up, but to have those grooves, I love the look of that, and so did my dad. And as I said, everybody couldn't mow his lawn. So if you'd like, learn to manicure the lawn. Number 8, trim the hedges and bushes. My mom hated bushes that were overgrown. She really did. She thought it was a safety hazard, that bushes would be so tall and so out of whack that it hid the sidewalk and the walkway. And she used to really, that was one of her pet peeves, was to trim the hedges and the bushes. So if you can, do that, or if you can't and you're not sure how to do it, you can hire a service. They'll come out and weed whack it. I'm telling you, it'll be done in 15 minutes. Number 9, remove any foliage, leaves, or grass away from the side of the house, especially around the air conditioner units. Number 10, replace and or fix fences and make sure that the gate latch works at all times, especially when you love on a Fido. Well, granddog got out this weekend, and my son and daughter-in-law were just around the neighborhood looking for her. And they found Columbia. They live 2 blocks away from a cemetery, and that's where they found Columbia. She was in the cemetery. But it was for a while. It was kind of a frightening thing. My daughter-in-law is, you know, she's lukewarm on the dog, but my son really loves her. And when I walk in the door and I say grand dog, she just runs, and she's happy I'm there. So I think I would have missed her. Well, I know I would have missed her if she wasn't there. So my son and daughter-in-law need to do something. They're renting the house, but they need to fix the fence to make sure that a grand dog doesn't get out. And if you have a fence around your home and it, you know, it looks like something from the monsters, if you're renting, call your landlord and ask them about the fence. Maybe you can do it. I'm thinking that my son and daughter-in-law were thinking about doing some things on their own, but that does help with curb appeal as well. So, but while we're on renters, I want to say, renters, please be advised that any changes you make to the exterior, even the interior of the home, condo, or unit that you're renting, you would probably want to first discuss this with the owner. If he or she gives you the go-ahead, you probably will not be reimbursed for the upgrades, and you may not be able to take them with you should you move. So think about it before you make any changes, interior, exterior, in your unit. But if you do make changes, that does help. You know, that again, that helps because you live there while Mr. Smith may own it. You live there. And it is part of the fence, and anything that you do to improve the property, you know, that will help your curb appeal. And I just wanted you to know that, and you probably already did, but I wanted to reiterate the point that you will not be able to take any improvements with you if you should you move. For homeowners, check with your city or county to see what changes may need a permit. And also talk to your insurance agent to see if the changes that you are making will affect your homeowner's premium, your homeowner's insurance premium. It may not, and you may not need the permit, but it's better safe than sorry. So, and I think the fines are, if the city discovers that you are making changes that need the permit, that you may be fined. So it is, I think it's a good thing that you check first. Better safe than sorry, as I said. ThisOldHouse.com has suggestions on how to make the exterior of our homes the belle of the block. That includes things like patching up the driveway, painting the exterior, adding colors to or changing out the front door, replacing the roof, and things like that. They include the how-tos to do these things as well, as that is what this old house is about, showing us how to do it ourselves. DIY is not for everyone, but for those who look forward to wearing a tool belt and owning a drill, this old house is the cat's meow. I love DIY, and I have a drill. But as Clint Eastwood said in Dirty Harry, a man's got to know his limitations, and I know mine. When I'm in doubt, I call my son Raymond or someone that knows. I will post a link to this old house exterior sprucing page on the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. If you need more ideas about anything to do with the house, but sprucing up the exterior, a trip to any home store can make all the difference in the world. Not only can you see what is out there in exterior design, but see what things cost and what options are out there if you decide to upgrade the mailbox or change out the lanterns on the outside lights in front of the front door or add path lighting. The exterior decor design and sprucing up was more extensive this time. I didn't really expect that this was going to go as long as it did. And I really would like to give the entryway, you know, because this show was two parts. It was going to be, sprucing up and creating a curb appeal, but also sprucing up the entryway. So I really don't have, I want to give it the time that it's due, so I will not. I'm thinking that I am going to move and make the entryway its own show, which will be next Monday at this 3 o'clock hour. We were going to talk about household bugs next week. A comment was made yesterday by my daughter-in-law's mother, and I knew that bugs could come in from outside, but she mentioned fleas, and I was like, "Oh, you can take fleas," because I honestly didn't realize that you can actually take fleas in the house. We're going to talk a lot about. I moved that show, the bug. We were talking household bugs, and I moved it to October 12th. We're going to talk about household bugs, how they come in, how we get them out, which is more important, on October 12th at this 3 o'clock hour. Next week, September 28th, we will be talking about the entryway. That was included in this show, but I really want to give it the time that it needs to have, and I don't have that time today. So be sure to hang out with me next Monday at 3 o'clock, and we will talk about designing our entryways. There are so many things that we can do to our entryways. And, you know, a lot of us don't have a dedicated entryway. You know, some people have the grand entrance. I have friends that have homes that have two-story entrances, and I call those grand. They have tables and lamps and stuff. And some of us live in apartments, or small, you know, or smaller homes where we have to create an entryway, and it is possible, and we can do it with minimal spending. So we will dedicate and talk about designing an entryway at 3 o'clock next Monday, which is September 28th. So stay tuned and come back and make sure you come back and let's talk about entryways. We'll be out, you know, I'll probably be going over a few things that we talked about today about curb appeal, because curb appeal is important. It is important. I know that it was, you know, I learned, and I actually didn't know that curb appeal was a phrase that was coined by realtors, and it had to do with selling a home. But I think that curb appeal, it should be a general thing, in a general term in homes, in our homes. Whether we live in a house, where we live in a condo, where we live in an apartment, we curb appeal and becoming a member of our community. I think that curb appeal is something that is really important, and we should really look at it. I loved the idea of going across the street and looking at your home, looking at what people see. And I think that that would do a lot to help us create the curb appeal that we want. And again, we will talk about entry. So once our visitors get past our curb and they are on our porch, they come in, and we want them to be welcomed, and we want the entryway to be welcoming, decluttered, and warm to invite them in. So we will talk about entryways and creating and designing them next week. We will talk about, we have some really good shows coming up. The first week in October is Fire Prevention Week. I don't know if everybody is aware, but there is such a thing as Fire Prevention Week. And we will talk about that as well in October, and get you filled in on that and how to be fire safe. We'll even talk about Edith. Edith is my friend. I like to invite her over, and I like for you guys to invite her over. She is the exit drill in the home. Edith is an acronym. Exit drill in the home. That is important that we invite her over and introduce her to everyone in the family. Because if there is a fire, we should have a plan, just like they do in schools when they have fire drills. Edith is our home drill. And that we'll be talking about that in the fire prevention week. We'll be talking about that, which is October. I believe it's October 6th. Or 7th. I'm not real sure what that Monday is, and I'm not near a calendar. But we will be talking about that, and I'm excited about that. I have so many friends that are firefighters, and I appreciate what they do. When I was a reporter in my previous life for a newspaper, and fire, police, and rescue, that was my beat. So for 7 years, I followed them around, and I already appreciated them, but man, what they do really makes me appreciate the effort that they put out to make sure that we are safe. You know, they're the ones, the first responders, they're the ones running in while we're running out. So we want to show them some appreciation. We want to thank them for the service that they give us. And during Fire Prevention Week that Monday, we will be talking about keeping safe, and we will be talking to a few members that are firefighters and finding out from them how they feel that, get some tips from them on things that we should do to keep ourselves safe and to actually assist them if they are needed to come and help us. And that's another thing that's imperative and important with curb appeal, is that we want, when we call 911, we want them to be able to see our home, our addresses. So keeping and making sure that our house numbers are clear, clean, and can be seen from the curb, that is important. So we will talk about that during Fire Prevention Week, but that is part of the curb appeal that I recommend that we make sure is clear and visible from the street. I have truly enjoyed this show. I enjoy all of them. I enjoy all of the information that I can give you. Because, you know, I said last week that when I give you, when I help you, I'm helping myself, because a lot of times during the research, I'm actually learning as well. So I love sharing, and I love, you know, this show. I love being on the radio. I love helping you guys. So I appreciate anyone that listens to me, that comments on the Facebook page, which you can always do. The Facebook page for One Designer, Two Ideas is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Well, it's, as I said, it's been a pleasure, as always. Thanks again for joining me, and enjoy the rest of your day. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Good day, all.